Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Terror in Guacamoleville by Adam Palladino, Doctor of Education, is child-friendly, funny, and beautifully illustrated, as well as educational. This humorous story uses puns to teach children that they can overcome obstacles in their life. On January 13, 1998, the small town of Guacamoleville was faced with a scary situation. Squishy Squash finds himself stuck in a spicy Dorito rainstorm. Not sure what to do, he decides to call the Sour String Bean Show for advice. Squishy needs a bit of luck to overcome the scary situation and a bit of help. But can Squishy find the help he needs to make it out of this Dorito rainstorm? You'll find out in the pages of Terror of Guacamoleville. And the author, Adam Palladino, Doctor of Education, joins us on This Week in America. Dr. Palladino, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
What a great book you've created here, receiving rave reviews. The first book, let's start with when you wrote this. I love the backstory on this book. When did you write this book?
Yeah, it's interesting enough that I actually wrote this book when I was in high school, when I was a junior in high school for a creative writing assignment. And it was one of those assignments that I've, you know, back into the early 2000s, I listened to the radio, I watched a lot of movies, and I wanted to use those creativity ideas to help me create something that could hopefully in the future be published. And, you know, that's what I did. I used that opportunity and my creativity and what I learned in school to create my first ever children's book. And I just wanted to thank my mom and my dad for keeping the original copy of it.
Yeah, that's interesting that this was saved and you decided to bring it out. We'll talk about the process of that as we go through the interview today. But it's fascinating. This began 11th grade in high school for our guest, Dr. Adam Palladino. If you're Googling, that's Palladino. The book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, all of the usual places. We'll mention that as we go through. And a link to Dr. Palladino's Amazon page on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What was the inspiration then to publish the story? You wrote this, you had high hopes in the 11th grade that this is something that could be published and entertained and inspire young people. What inspired you to publish your story?
So my biggest inspiration, I really had two to three really big inspirations. And the first inspiration is when I wrote my book, my parents and my brother thought it was a fantastic idea. It was a great story, and they motivated me to try to publish it. But I was only a junior in high school, and at that time I wasn't really thinking about publishing my book. But when I met my now wife, Lisa Marie, we were looking for an officiant to do our wedding, and it was right after the pandemic, and the individual that was recommended to us by the venue happened to be a published author as well. So my wife, Lisa, said, you know, go for it. You know, you live once, you have this dream, you have a great product, you have a great book. And Nick Trombetta was the individual who did our wedding, and he introduced me to some of his connections and networking. And once I copyrighted my book, it was picked up by Dorrance Publishing, and my dream became a reality. So it was a thanks to my mom, my dad, my brother, my wife, and Nick Trombetta for helping me make my dream come true.
And that dream is Terror in Guacamoleville by Adam Palladino, Doctor of Education. The book available basically wherever books are sold. We'll go through that as we continue our conversation. And all of the information, the link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Do you have any other manuscripts from like high school, 10th grade, 12th grade, something that that mom and dad have buried somewhere? Are you going to write more books is what I'm trying to ask. But I wonder if you have any already written, you just have to polish them up and take them to the publisher.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. So I currently do not have any books from high school. However, my wife and I have been talking about making Terror in Guacamoleville into a series. So
good idea.
So this is going to be the first book of the series. I haven't started the second book yet, but I would like to make it a multicultural book. I would like to address the different holidays, really just making the book applicable and for everybody out there, regardless of their background, that they can enjoy it, and it will show that it's an appropriate book for children, middle schoolers, high schools, and adults as well. But I'm actually, that was a great question. I'm actually finishing up my first adult book, which should be completed hopefully within the next several months. And then I'm going to then copyright it.
Fantastic. A lot going on in the life of Alan Paladino, Doctor of Education. That's P as in Paul, Alladino. If you're Googling and getting information on this particular book, it's child-friendly, funny, and educational. It's all of that in one book. It's a great book to read with a child, have a child read to you. You can get involved in a conversation as you're doing that. You mentioned the holidays. This is a great book idea, a gift idea for a book makes a great gift for a young child. Any time of year, don't wait for necessarily for the holidays. It's something now that you can share with a young person. The sequel is a great idea. I think you're onto something here. Let's go back to what the here is. What is, where did this premise come from? Where did this Dorito rainstorm idea come from? Was this a dream one night after eating too many Doritos, or where did this idea come from?
I've thought about that question a lot myself, and to be honest, I just wanted to create something that was just going to be fun. It was going to be funny. It was going to bring a lot of humor. And I'm a foodie. I love food. I do love Doritos, guacamole. I love all the food. So I was thinking of something that would be fun and creative for my class, but that would also be fun for children if I were to publish it. And it just came to me one day when we were brainstorming our ideas in class, and I thought to myself, okay, who would be some funny characters? What type of food should be in there? And it happened to be a squash, a dumpling, a salami, a guacamole town, and Doritos, some of my favorite foods to eat. And I said, okay, let's put it into a book. Let's create some characters and the dialogue. And later I realized that it began flowing, and it just, there really wasn't too much thought behind it. It just came out organically.
That's interesting. Rather than sitting there and thinking, okay, what am I going to do next? You, sort of your characters in the plot line told you what was next, didn't it? And didn't they? I love the different characters. They all have a name based on something, and it's so much fun to read as you pull all of this together. What are the future plans for the book now? I know you're doing some signings, you've been doing some readings and getting the book out there. The reviews so far have been excellent. What are some of the plans for this book, Terror in Guacamoleville?
So the current plans are, I have several interviews lined up with some news. I have an interview after you with Benji Cole. I have an interview with a San Diego newspaper, and then I have five signings. I have two signings that are going to be in Easton, Pennsylvania, which is going to be in October. I have a signing and a reading that is going to be in Newburgh, New York, within the next few weeks. And then my wife and I are going to be flying out to New Mexico, as well as San Diego, California, to do a reading and a signing at the Barnes and Noble stores there. I'm hoping to have a few more signings. I've delivered my book to several libraries. I'm hoping to have some readings and some signings there as well. I'm currently working on promoting my book to pretty much every store out there, and just getting out there and just promoting as much as I can. I do know that there have been instances where former colleagues of mine who live in the Caribbean have purchased the book, and I'm hoping to maybe get out to the Caribbean and nationwide and hopefully even internationally to promote my book.
You know, we wish you the best of luck with this because the book really needs to be out there. And you can tell the enthusiasm that Dr. Palladino has for the topic and the book and people reading. What is this like for you? What it will be like with all of these readings and you have these young people out there? This is your education, a doctor of education, and you have all these young people there. How much help is that for you as a writer to learn attention spans and what makes kids laugh, what makes kids think? I'm sure you can look at their facial expression and tell what's going on in their heads after all the years of working with them. What's this like as an educator, not just an author, but an educator, in touching kids in this way, this very positive way?
Yeah, it's very... a very surreal feeling. It's unbelievable to see the responses that I've had so far. Before the book actually got published, I was running the ideas past my students. I showed them the manuscript, I showed them the characters, and they loved it. They loved the characters, they loved the illustrations, and they really loved the puns. And it wasn't just the students that really enjoyed the manuscript as well, but to get feedback on how I can improve it, I shared my book with other teachers as well to get their input, and they loved it as well. So just seeing their positive reactions is my motivation to continue to write and to really turn this book into a series so they can see what happens next. Does Squishy Squash survive or make it out of the Dorito storm? What happens? What's going to happen next for Squishy and Sal and I'm a Dumpling? What are they going to do next? So that's really kind of like the experience I've had so far is that they have really enjoyed it. And that has been really the motivating factor to continue to write and provide this educational book. It's not only humorous, but it has a great backstory to it. And it has a great theme to it as well, that if we have hardships in our lives, we can overcome them regardless of what it is. And I'm looking forward to writing more about that, but for different seasons, different holidays as well.
I love there's sort of a cliffhanger element to this, isn't there? What's going to happen next? And everybody will be thinking about that. The book is full of puns. As adults, we groan when we hear puns. We laugh, but we groan when we hear puns. Do young people, what's the age they start groaning at puns? Do they just laugh or do they do the sort of the adult reaction to a pun?
Yeah, from my experience, students that I presented that story with, there have been a mixture of both. There have been some runs that turned into laughs because some of the puns are like dad jokes. They're very cheesy, but yes, they're funny and they grab your attention. So I would have a mixture of grunts that would then turn into some laughter as well.
You want to laugh, and you know from an intellectual standpoint, you probably shouldn't, but you laugh anyway, or turn your back to everybody and then giggle that way. And the book is full of them. You'll be chuckling as you read the book, Terror and Guacamoleville by Adam Palladino, Doctor of Education, book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places, Dorrance, Walmart, eBay, Target. We'll mention all those before we wrap up the conversation. What is the age group? When you write a book, everybody, the marketers want you to sort of target an age group for this. And I'm reading this and I'm chuckling. I'm reading reviews with parents who are chuckling. It's not just really young people. Is there a target age group that you had in mind as you were writing Terror and Guacamoleville?
When I first started writing the story, I didn't really have an age group in mind. But as I started reviewing it, rewriting it, adding information to it and some of the jokes, my best friend's has a son who's about 2 years old, and he loved the images, but with the content I would say between 5 and 6 years old, up to any age. It's appropriate, it's fun and funny, for any age to read. The images are wonderful for even children who are younger than 5 years old.
How do you balance the book is child-friendly, funny, beautifully illustrated, and educational? How do you balance the and educational part of that? Where you draw them in with a sense of humor, the fun that you've got going, the puns that you've got going, but then emphasize a message as well there too in a subtle way. How difficult was it to strike that balance between funny but meaningful?
Yeah, the great question. And when thinking about that question, I thought about that a lot. And the way that I thought about it was from my own personal experiences and some of the hardships that I went through and some of the obstacles that I had to overcome in order to become who I am, become so successful. But I wanted to deliver that message in a fun way. And when I thought about my personal experiences, I really reflected upon that. But getting into the education field, it allowed me to become more familiar with some of the children's books that are offered to the students that I've worked with. And I started gathering ideas on the messages that have been delivered in other books, but how to do it in a fun, humorous way. And when I'm writing, I think I reflect upon my experiences, but I also like to have a message in it as well. And Terror in Guacamoleville has the message that even though we have hardships in life, no matter how bad they are, we can overcome them with our friends, with our family, with our colleagues. And that is really kind of was the motivation for it. I reflected upon my hardships and who I turned to, my friends and my family, and I took my experiences and really made it into a humorous book, but it has a great message to it as well.
So many messages as well, underlying themes in the book, Terrorville, A Terror in Guacamoleville by Adam Palladino, Palladino. And it's interesting, as a young person who will go through challenges in their lives, they will go through terror and times and fear, and they may think, okay, what would Squishy do now? And use that as the example for sort of how to deal with all those emotions that are just developing and learning how to deal with them at that early age. Adam Palladino, our guest, Terror in Guacamoleville, the book available wherever books are sold. And this will be the first of hopefully many that will be coming out. Tell me a little bit about where, as an educator, you see children going and in reading. There's still something magical, I think, about a child picking up a book and reading it, maybe sharing it with an adult, as I mentioned, having a conversation, as opposed to an adult handing them a tablet and saying, here, you'll find something you can amuse yourself with here. Where, am I overstating that, or do you see maybe children cutting back in their reading, or is that not really a problem?
Yeah. From my experience, watching the students, I mean, we're really going into like a technologically advanced society where it's so easy to pick up a tablet or a cell phone or a computer and be able to read a book, read an article. But I'm old fashioned when it comes to reading. I like to have the tangible book yes. in my hands. I like the feeling of the pages in between my fingers. And one of the things that I have seen is that some students might be deviating a little bit away from the tangible materialistic books and reading things online. But one of the things that I always have done as a teacher is I try to build the connections with my students in regards to what they're reading. I always ask them what they're reading. And then we have those conversations about that. So that allows me to introduce students to new books. They can introduce me to new books, but it also allows me to help spark that interest in reading. I know when I was younger, I always enjoyed reading. Picking up a book, Goosebumps was a book that I loved, was a series that I loved. Picking up Goosebumps and reading it. And I really tried to instill that into my students that there's nothing better than picking up a book, sitting on a couch, or a chair or in your bed and just reading and just getting lost in the words and getting lost into the characters. And that's what I really hope to do with my books is to get them into the schools, into the school districts where students, even if they have 5 minutes, they would sit down on on a beanbag chair or in their chair and just pick up the book and just read through it and just get lost into the reality of Terror in Guacamoleville. And I know that when I was reading that, I just got lost in the story. And I have been seeing that as an educator, that students are deviating away from the hardcover books and the paperback books and using a lot more technology. So I would like to start seeing more books, larger libraries where students can actually pick up a tangible book.
No, it's interesting you mentioned teachers. This book really is designed for a teacher to use in a classroom, isn't it? Because it's been designed by a teacher, so it's gone through that process. This really would be a welcome addition to any classroom.
Absolutely. It's one of those books that can really look at the fundamentals of what it's like to write a story, how to develop characters, yes, how to create dialogue, how to have alliterations. I mean, we have Sal Salami, Squishy Squash. Those are alliterations. Those are concepts that students will be learning in class. Puns are what they're going to be learning in class. Tenses that the students will be able to recognize, past, present, and future tense. So it's definitely a book that teachers can use, and they can teach amazing lessons based off of it, especially when students are writing creative writing pieces, that they will be able to read my book and be able to say, this is a great message. How can I reflect upon my own life and put a meaningful message in there?
How important, I got a couple minutes left here, but I'm fascinated by this conversation and your background and your enthusiasm for teaching and young people. How important is it, young people, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, that would be prime targets for Terror in Guacamoleville? When do habits start, is what I'm trying to say. When did those habits begin? You're doing more than babysitting with children. Teachers are doing more than that in those younger ages, aren't they? Are they really forming lifelong habits at a young age?
From what my experience, yes, they are. Absolutely. Because they're socialized at home, but a majority of the time, especially when they're in the primary grades, a lot of their time, 8 hours a day, they're being socialized, they're socializing at school. So they're learning these habits. They're learning aspects of the world. They're learning about themselves. They're learning about literature. They're learning all these amazing skills. And I would even say that introducing children, even at a younger age, to books, to literature, to words and language, to really reading to them. My best friend, his son is 2 years old right now, he, even when his son was an infant, he was reading to him. And my wife just sent me a video, because she's friends with them as well. She sent me a video of my best friend Drew's son holding the book and flipping through the book and laughing and giggling. And he's only 2 years old almost. And I think the learning begins right when the baby is born. That's when they start to develop. That's when they start learning.
It's fascinating. I wish we had more time to talk about that. But the book is available, and I strongly encourage you to pick up a copy or several copies for Terror in Guacamoleville by Adam Palladino. That's Palladino, Doctor of Education. You'll find the book available wherever books are sold, Target, Walmart, eBay, Dorrance, of course, Amazon. Adam, am I leaving any out? Basically, if they don't have it, they can get it, can't they?
Absolutely. If they don't have it, I know Amazon is running low on them, that they're going to restock Amazon. They can get through Dorrance Publishing. They can get it through Amazon. They can get it through Target, Walmart, Barnes & Noble. I saw them on eBay, and there are definitely a few other bookstores that have them. So if they're having trouble finding it, they can always contact me, or they can contact Dorrance Publishing to receive a copy. And if they would like for me to have a signing or an event, I am always available. I work from home, So I'm available to travel and to really spread my message to the world and to the children.
Well, it's an important one, and it's done in a very child-friendly, funny, beautifully illustrated, and educational way. I've said that a number of times, but I'm so impressed by the balance that you have there in making it educational and entertaining as well. Adam will be out and been doing a number of appearances, maybe on the Sour String Bean Show. Have you booked an interview on that show as yet? Do you have any interview time coming up with String Bean?
Sour is quite busy, but I'll have to reach out to him to see if he has any time to help me promote my book, as he is a big character in the book as well.
Yes, maybe he put him on the royalty list there, so maybe that'll get his attention in doing it that way. Dr. Ballantino, it's been so much fun. Hopefully we can do this again. So many other ideas that you've talked about today, and when they're ready to be discussed, please let us know, and we'll be happy to do that. This book is great for a gift for a young child now, as well as save them for the big holiday season. It's really an investment in the young person. Doctor, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Continued success with Terror in Guacamoleville.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me on your show.
It has been our pleasure. Our guest is Adam Paladino. That's Palladino, Doctor of Education. Book available wherever books are sold. The book is Terror in Guacamoleville. And if you're traveling and can't remember all that, just go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you'll be able to link on at that point to the doctor's Amazon page. You're listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program, right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.